We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, now we're going to get to meet somebody new.
Oh.
Very exciting. His first time, his first appearance on the Sarah and Vinny show. Please welcome Eric Griffin. Come on in here, Eric. Eric is busy drinking one of our, the death waters. What are those things called?
Death to, I forget.
Death to thirst or something.
Right where you want me.
Right there.
We want you right here.
Very nice to
Please
meet you.
Have a seat, sir.
Your headphones are there and the volume knob is right.
I see it. It's not my first rodeo. I got you.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
It's lovely to see you. I can't help but notice you have a Boston sweatshirt on.
Yeah, because if you give me swag, I wear it.
Oh, that's...
So this is not even like I don't care about Boston or anything, but... I was in Boston, and like somebody was like, "Here's a Boston sweater," and I was like, "Yeah, you know, I'll put it on."
If you
give me a tech hat, I'll wear a tech hat. I don't care what it is.
So it's Boston rowing? Are those oars?
Dude, you think I know?
He just said he doesn't.
I don't
it's
care.
Just
a,
oh, I don't know. Maybe you were at
some
the docks
blazing,
and someone
so.
Gave you.
This guy with his San Francisco hat on.
Listen,
Homer.
You know, he's a big fan.
You're a big fan?
I am.
Yeah. He's got it on his arm, too.
I'm assuming those are oars, right?
This is going to kill you, right?
I just needed to know.
Do you need to Google this?
I
will do that.
The Charles River is, you know, so
is
maybe,
that a thing
yes,
where the,
it is.
Oh, look at her with the Boston knowledge.
Well, she's from Boston.
Oh,
so I saw that and I went,
okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's nice that you don't care about it.
I'm sorry. I care so much.
Oh, thank you.
This actually is my favorite sweater right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's comfortable.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Even though I'm too old for a hoodie. You know,
you're
not
too old. Is anyone ever too old for a hoodie?
Yeah, there's a hoodie age where, you know, look at him over here. That's what you're supposed to look like when you have a hoodie on.
Yeah, Brandon.
You're just cute and white. You know what I mean?
Put your little hoodie on. It's adorable.
He is a cute kid. There's no doubt.
So welcome to San Francisco.
Thank you for having me.
Are you here often? I feel like this
No, I'm not here. I'm not here often, actually. No, I should be here more often. Cobbs.
Well, let's make that happen, Cobbs.
Yeah, you know, but I just came back because I started a podcast. It's called Riffin' with Griffin.
Oh.
And I know I have a lot of listeners in San Francisco area, according to the online statistics.
Very cool.
How do you get those online statistics? I'm having a hard time pulling those things.
Yeah, well, there's like, okay, there's one called PodTrack.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's but you have to, like, on your RSS feed, you have to put the thing on there. So I have SoundCloud, and then you
goodness.
Put the thing
Look
there.
Look, you're so technically,
and then just,
it's
I know.
Sexy.
You have to be now. You have to
I
be.
I love it. Like, you're bowling me over right now. God, you're so savvy.
So you have bands
cause
here.
Because you're so old school. What are we, on radio right now?
I know.
You have bands here with your podcast,
yeah.
Riffin' with Griffin, and you're from L.A., but according to what I'm looking at here, you decided in 2003 to be.
Oh, please, let's not look at the bio and do that. You
no,
know
you're
what
looking
I mean?
At the
that
bio.
Story, though.
Great job, though. You were, like, gainfully employed and decided this
well,
is not
I mean,
for me.
Well, you know, because you don't want to wake up 50 and be like you didn't follow your dreams.
Right.
And because most people don't. I mean, I just think most people get trapped by a job they don't want, a car note that they don't really want, a house note, a relationship that they hate. They have a boss they hate. They have coworkers they hate. But you get stuck in that situation, and you didn't go out and chase that thing that you really wanted to do.
Right.
And I think that we all should try to do that, you know?
That's pretty inspiring.
It was funny because during the break we were talking about how, you know, some people who are successful in their field maybe would have been successful in whatever thing that they had chosen, like that there's something in people that you know, like a gene
that
gives you drive or something.
But I come from a generation where it was like, you know, it was like you had to be a doctor, lawyer, business person, right? You know, and there's just no variety. And like, I don't know if schools are doing the whole like vocational days anymore, or like the career day where like the mechanic can come in and he's talking about stuff, and you're a kid in the crowd and you're like, ooh, that sounds interesting. I want to be a mechanic. They just don't do that anymore. You know, we don't value like all those kind of professions anymore. So,
which are absolutely necessary. Like
necessary.
We need plumbers.
Yeah,
and they'll always
but by
work,
the way,
right.
Plumbers make a good living. Like
they should. I mean, some of the things plumbers have to do.
Anyways, but that's all that is, you know, man. And now I'm doing this. You know what I mean?
So you're doing well.
I'm doing all right. You know
what
I mean?
You're doing great.
I'm not mad at it.
So you are. So Workaholics is wrapping up.
Workaholics is done. Workaholics has been done. That was like 3 years ago.
Oh.
But it's one of these things.
It's your bio. It needs an update.
No. He told us not to read.
Didn't I say don't
you
look
did.
At the bio? Let's just talk.
Not to.
We can just talk. Look at us. It's like we've known each other for 20 years. You know, it's like I go on these weird morning like TV things.
Yes.
And they're so weird because they're just like, so Eric, I see that you know,
right?
And they don't even like have a real conversation.
Well, ad-libbing is hard. It's, you know,
no, it's not. You guys are pros. What are you talking about? No, but Workaholics is done. But the thing is, it's still living on like Netflix or wherever it is.
Was that your first thing then?
That was my first major thing. Yes, so I always look back on that and be like, oh, that was, you know, the little show that could, because it was like people's favorite show.
And that came out of your stand-up, as far as you were stand-up.
I was a stand-up, but then I just went on an audition. You know, it's like, it's two different lanes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Auditions are like the least, from what I hear, just the least fun thing ever. Like,
It can be nerve-wracking to think that they're deciding this major thing off this like this one. You know what I mean? This little 10-minute thing that you're doing.
The headshot.
Yeah, and all that. You know, it's
the
just,
bio.
Yeah,
and the.
Well, even radio people go through that. So we know the feeling where you're giving someone a blurb of your show.
Right.
And that's representing everything you've ever done.
Is there like a radio auditions where you have to come in and be like, welcome to 45.5.
Do
you have
not
to
do quite
that?
Like
you've
that.
Got the job. That's amazing. Well, there
Read
is,
this
sort
copy.
Of. I mean, definitely they'll give you like an overnight shift and you make a tape on their station.
Oh.
But usually you send an audition tape.
Oh,
like you
oh,
would
that's
send
interesting.
Would you send a buzz reel? Is that your thing?
Yeah, maybe. I always wanted to be on the radio. When I was a kid, I used to take like my mom's old records, like Cleo Lane and Frank Sinatra and Neil Diamond.
Oh, I love Neil Diamond.
And I would like record myself in between the songs, and I'd be like, and this one's going out to mom here on K-Sun 105.7. And then I would like play the song. You know, I always wanted to do it. So one day I'm going to end up on the radio.
So did you listen to Rick Dees when you were a kid?
Oh,
then?
I used to love Rick Dees.
Of course
Dees.
You did, L.A.
I actually, he tried to come back recently in the last 10 years.
Is that right?
Oh.
Like about 2 or 3 years ago, he was back on the radio, and I went on his show. And he's just a robot, man. He's just Rick Dees in the morning, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like, I don't think he knows what year it is. You know what I mean?
That's funny. So you actually get to meet him, because I've actually heard that a lot of what he was doing toward the end of his run was on tape, and that there was someone there who was sort of like doing scripted interactions with him. But that that's just like a legend.
He was there, but not there. But I think at a certain point, you've been doing that so long that you're just like everything you do. You're at McDonald's, like, let me get a Big Mac here at 105. Well, you know.
Like becomes these series of repetitions where you're like, how am I even still doing this?
Yeah.
Well, so in San Francisco today, you've got the whole day, and it might not pour on you. We're getting rain right now.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. But, you know, you guys, listen, if you're out there, you know, it starts to rain and you want to be indoors and you want to have some fun,
Come
on out to Cobb's and watch me do some stand-up.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow. So
tonight
you,
and tomorrow.
But touring all the time, you're busy. Like, how much touring do you actually get to do to take your show on the road?
You know, I as much as I can. That's the day job.
Do you like it? Oh, the day job.
I consider it the day job.
It's
like going out on the road because traveling sucks. The actual travel.
Right.
Getting places is great. When you're there, you're like, wow, I'm in this city. And you're like, you know. But like the actual travel is just such a pain.
You still like getting up and doing stand-up, though.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I still love doing stand-up. There's nothing better than like being in front of a crowd of strangers. And they don't even know each other. And they're somehow collectively deciding that you're funny. That's
winning
that's,
the room.
That's magic.
Yeah. And that's you did Jim Carrey's show?
Yeah, I was on I'm Dying Up Here.
And that's about that.
Well,
making
it sort of. It sort of was. But, you know, not enough people watched it, so that's why we got canceled. But the people that watched it, they love it, you know?
I always wonder if shows like that will get will get brought back.
I don't know. I don't think so. Sometimes they do, though.
You know,
there's just so many. The problem now is that there's so many networks and there's so many shows.
There's too much choice.
You can't find it. That's what it is.
Right.
Right.
People go, hey, there's just because there's a lot of great shows that like I watch and I say to somebody, have you ever seen this? And they're like, where is that?
Right.
You know.
Well, that's it. There's 50 different platforms. I bitch about this all the time. Like on a Friday night, it'll be my family sitting there, and I swear to God, it takes longer to find a
that's what I'm saying.
Show that we all can agree on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just
are you
like,
still
I don't
watching
care.
Shows as a family? You guys only have one TV in your house?
No, but we like my kids are at the point where they're about to be gone, and we actually, we're trying to bonding time.
You know what? That's a
we're
good idea.
We're not forcing it.
Yeah, you need to force it. You need to make them sit down and have dinner. You put their phones in a basket and then like watch a show together. There's something beautiful about that.
Yeah.
I went over to my buddy's house, and his whole family was watching one of the Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh,
you know, and there's something like I was like clowning the show at first, but then like 10 minutes in, I'm like, pause it. I can't believe. And then you go, and there's just something. But there's just something beautiful about like watching a show like that. I love guilty pleasure shows with your family. There's nothing better than that
because they work their way into your lives in these ways where you're just cooking dinner and
Get me started on Big. Like, I love Big
our
Brother.
Journey to, oh my God, I love Big,
Big Brother.
Brother
is my show.
Why can't you go on that? They do that celebrity version.
No, that's when your career is over.
No, it isn't. No.
You gotta
do
it.
It's no.
You ever see? Oh, you're not gonna see George Clooney, Brad Pitt. You know, this is people that are like
maybe not that, but I'm saying it's like you should go on it because you fall in love with those people. Will you stop it? Oh my God, you love it, but you're totally judging.
He goes George Clooney and Brad Pitt. I'm like, what?
Imagine, are their careers over?
Freaking love it. One of them should do it, and then it would be okay for everybody else. It was like,
this is like Britney going to Vegas and doing a residency.
Oh, Jesus, don't get me started.
No, but I love Big Brother because it shows just how horrible people really are.
And stupid.
It's the dumbest, but I'm obsessed with it when it's on. Oh, I love Big Brother. Because the people that are like the most sneaky, they never win.
No.
You know, it's always the same people that win. Somebody that's sort of nice, but kind of dumb.
They make it to the end.
Yeah, they sneak under the radar. And that person that was the snake that did all the work, that person never wins.
Because everyone's so mad at them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, do you watch Survivor?
No. I can't do Survivor.
Oh, I love Survivor, too.
It just ended this week, so we're all...
You guys. You're a Survivor guy?
I like it.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
You know what? Everybody has a show. You just pick a show.
I mean, usually my show is sports, but
doesn't count.
Right.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I watch sports, but I'm just saying you have to have some guilty pleasures.
What about Game of Thrones?
I love Game of Thrones, but they've ruined it. They have absolutely ruined it.
Nothing happened.
Okay, first of all, why would you burn down the whole city?
Spoiler alert. Right.
The whole city?
The whole damn thing. Like, this is what you've been working for the whole show.
You burn down a block, okay, to prove a point.
Just to show them.
Or you go to the Red Keep, you burn that sucker down. But the whole city? I listen.
Please, I'm listening.
First of all, the creators of the show are lazy. This season is so lazy. HBO told them you can have 10 episodes. And they were like, "Nah, we'll do it in 6." It's lazy writing.
Did they really?
Yes. They don't have enough source material, and so now they're just like doing this sort of lazy. Like that turn she made, I didn't believe it. We've loved her for 6 seasons.
She was the one.
Now we hate her.
Now we have to hate her. I don't even hate her. What's
happening right now? The two of you are falling in love.
I love you, Earth.
What? Listen, look at how jealous he is.
I know.
You are singing every song she has sung
all
about the show.
All the joy is gone from that show.
I have
been in love with Danny and watched like she was the one the whole time. That's what I'm saying. Was going to happen.
You know, and it's like that's not enough of a turn. Your nephew doesn't want to have sex with you anymore.
Right.
That shouldn't be a turn to the dark side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Missandei beheading, that was bad too.
Yeah, but she's seen worse.
It's not enough. Right. It's not enough.
Aquaman was sexually abusing her for a whole season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, at first, you know.
I know, but I'm just saying she survived that.
Right.
So like
her brother got a crown of gold. I mean,
but by the way, how stupid was that? Okay, so
tell me.
She has why is she outside the wall with 15 soldiers? That was that intimidating? Cersei has like all these. Why didn't she just end it? She should have just arrowed them right then and there. You already killed the other dragon. Just end it right there. What is she like?
I don't understand.
If you're
going to
behead the girl, why don't you just kill everybody right there? It's just dumb.
Right. They could have just even dug a pit with spikes in the bottom and covered it with leaves. And then when the army marched
in,
it would have been over. I'm like, I get it.
I'm
suspension of disbelief.
No. You can't suspend your disbelief when they've set
human
up rules.
Nature.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
They set
the
up
dragons,
rules.
The dragons, I'll buy it. Magic, I'll buy it.
They've set up the rules. We want to follow the rules.
Yeah.
You know?
Follow those damn rules.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's so disappointing because it was such a great show for 6 seasons. Last season, I was like, okay, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
It was
so
good.
Wait a minute. Where are you going to... You're done set. You're doing shows at Cobb's tonight, tomorrow night.
Talk about Game of Thrones.
Are you flying? No. I'm saying,
fully, I,
are you
I
flying
you.
Home to watch? Would you be home in time?
Oh.
I can watch on. I can watch on, you know, the apps or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Oh, all right.
I watch, and I have to watch the East Coast feed. I'm not waiting until 9 o'clock
that's
West
what I do
time.
Too.
Are
Come
you
on.
Kidding me?
Let's be ridiculous.
Get out of here.
Exactly. Listen, Eric, it was a pleasure to meet you. You are at Cobb's tonight.
Cobb's, guys, come. Let's.
And a podcast called Riffin' with Griffin.
Riffin' with Griffin. If you
cool,
go to riffinwithgriffin.com, you can see all the links to
right
listen
there.
And watch.
Don't leave without telling him about that whole thing where you can track your...
Yes, it's called PodTrack.
I want all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Good. I guess apparently he's already got it. Okay. Eric, great to meet you. Eric Griffin, everybody's at Cobb's all weekend.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.